Don Sakit, Tuam back again. Hello again. Talking with Wayne Jackson today on the Windspeaker Radio Network for Coffee and Cree, and we are learning some Nehewe Win words related to school. Now, we all obviously have all these different courses and classes. Mm-hmm. Is there, you know, we talked about that Kiskinwa Magasin or Kiskinwa Magahu, that whole route being for school. Is that also the word for certain classes?
You can, you know, to like our language, Nihioan is very descriptive, so you'd have to describe what is being done. These are things we could probably translate from the curriculum, but it's such a European concept, so mm-hmm. now it's time to put Nihio Mamtenitsigan into some of those curriculums, some of those ideas. So it's things like English. You know, we wouldn't say English because we're not learning about English. We'd say,
To be good at something?
Kanita masnegi, to be able to be writing, to write good or well. Kanita aimitsigi, to be able to read something well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then is there words for some of these individual courses that we would have in school, like say that would be English, right? Where you're learning your language arts. But what about mathematics? Like if you were to learn arithmetic in your math class.
Yep. See, those concepts, we'd have to probably bore a lot of those. But it's really what you're saying is, agitsugi, you're counting.
You're counting. Agitsugi.
Agitsugi would probably be the way to say mathematics.
Because that's the noun now, agitsugi win.
Agitsugi win, yes.
Yes. So, but then, if you would just, when you originally said agitsugi, is that kind of the command then?
Agitsugi, yeah.
Just count something.
Those are commands, eh?
Agitsugi. Agitsugi, to count something. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we probably have to borrow and just create words for classes like social studies, I guess?
That would be like atsumu ksnamatun, like you're telling stories.
Of, yeah.
And I guess it involves even the politics, like governance. Agitsugi, askitogomau atsumuna. A story of the history of
the story of the
politics,
history. Okay.
Governance. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, some of the more funner. There's my grammar.
Funnest.
Some of the more fun subjects for kids, of course, being like music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, as the noun, how do we say "tansi katwan" for music?
Kitohtsigiwin.
Kitohtsigiwin.
And you shorten it, kitohtsigi.
Kitohtsigi, to play an instrument.
Kitohtsigi.
Kitohtsigiwin would just be like music in general,
yes,
as the noun.
Yes.
And then for art, is there a word for art?
Okay, so art is very, there's a lot.
There's
what
so
kind
many,
of art? There's
yeah,
drama,
yeah,
there's dance,
yeah,
there's
music. Yeah.
But that thing gets categorized into just the one thing, tapasnegiwin. Tapasnegi.
Tapasnegiwin. To draw.
Yeah.
Okay, tapasnaigiwin. Tapasnaigiwin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing. Now, of course, some of our older kids, like some adults, right? You know, we're not talking about elementary or junior high or high school now. Things that we might learn as adults going to school, of course, is there a word for things like college and university and things like that?
Those are classified as more like that. You did kitse before?
Yeah.
Kitse kiskanama togamik.
Like a superior school.
Like a higher school.
Higher school.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that's used for college and university.
That's used for college and university. Yeah.
What about to study something? Because we're now kind of, I guess that's kind of focusing Montané, right? It's kind of focusing and your brain, using your brain and your knowledge. Is there a word to study?
I meet to go. So that's
just to read,
just
still,
to read,
right?
To read, because that's what you're doing. You're studying. You're reading. You're reading stuff. You're researching.
Okay.
And then there's a word like a part of our doctoral cohort there talked about ntoatown. Ntoatown. You're kind of researching.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for something. You're searching for something. Ntoatown.
Oh, amazing. Okay. So what about for, I guess, physical education? So, you know, we have gym, you know, PE class or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Is there something that we could use? Obviously, you'd probably still use Giskinwa because it's part of the educating portion, right?
Yep.
Is there a word that you would use for physical education?
I would say either mihtawewin, like you're playing.
Mitawewin.
Guys, I can't even know for acting, but waskowewin. Waskowe. Waskoi, to move, to be active.
Waskoi.
Waskoiwin. Waskoi mitoiwin. You can even combine that. Waskoi mitoiwin. To be active.
To active and to play.
Active and play.
So very descriptive, the Nehewewin language here. Mm-hmm. Speaking with Wayne Jackson about some school words. Now it's home time. School's over. Kids are done. The bell's ringing. Do you have a word for bell?
Go home.
Go home.
Oh, for bell.
Yeah, for bell.
Siwipzigan.
Siwipzigan.
Siwipzigan is the phrase.
But you kind of shorten that
Siwipzigan.
Again. Siwipzigan.
Yep.
Now when something is ringing.
Siwipayin.
Siwipayin.
Siwipayin, yeah.
So that bell is ringing.
It's ringing. Yep.
And then home time, kiwi.
Tagiwi was one way to say tagiwi.
Tagiwi.
To go home.
Tagiwi.
You're just saying in generic, everybody's going home. Tagiwi.
And can we put the paikan on that? Tagiwi the paikan? No, home time? No?
That's the money I'm up to
date. Thinking on that one, right?
Yeah.
So for the different levels of schooling, you know, you have, obviously we've went through numbers on previous episode, mm-hmm. but what about individual grades when you're talking to people?
So you know the word aimita?
Aimita, to read.
To read. It's, you're describing that, what they're doing at a certain level. So nitanis, my dog, nitans.
Nitans.
Biag.
Biag one.
Iaimita.
Iaimita.
Biag.
Biag.
Iaimita.
Iaimita.
She's reading at
one.
Grade one level.
Grade one level. So there's no technical word for a grade, but you're just saying reading.
Aimita. Aimita.
She's reading at grade one, and then grade, and then you would insert that into. I know in schools we have semesters, so now I guess we're kind of breaking up a school year. Do you have, would we just say like a partial ASCII or it for the year, or do you have a word for semester?
Well, at Blue Quills we have fall and we have winter and spring, so we use those terms. Tagwagin.
Tagwagin for fall.
Bipon. Miuskamin.
And then bipon for winter, so semester.
Miuskamin.
Miuskamin. For spring, or Miuskamin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's vacation time, it's summertime, summer holiday break. How would we say it's like a holiday break?
Iaiweep.
Again, resting.
Resting, yeah.
Okay. Iaiweep. Oh, relaxing. Amazing. Talking with Wayne Jackson today a little bit about school words that our kids can use, or adults could use, mm-hmm. In school. And I want to thank you again, Wayne, for coming on the show again for the second time. We talked about work words, and now we're talking about school words. And where can people find more of Wayne Jackson online?
Oh, they want Wayne Jackson?
Sorry, WT Good Spirit. You know, you're like me. You have all these alter egos, right?
Alter egos, yeah. Evil nemesis and stuff. Yeah, you can find the music on WTGoodSpirit.com. There's some language stuff on there. Like I said in previous episode, you can download the album. You can listen online. All streaming on all platforms.
Yeah. And if people want to take some of your classes, can they register for any of your courses, or those are exclusive to Blue Quills?
The sign up for Blue Quills. I'm really down with Nihiwe culture, and we're looking at possibly doing something school-wise with kids now, because we really want to target the younger groups. We found that with younger children, that's where the language is learned. That's how I retained the language. I learned it when I was young. If I learned as an adult, no, I would have a difficult time.
It's your brains are not as young as they were, right?
Like even at 3 years in Blue Quills, some people still struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you again for joining me on the show today, and we wish you nothing but the best forward. I'll throw a bunch of your info in the blog, and thanks again, XA.
We knock them out.